all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. I'm going to tell you the 10 things you need to throw away for better health. That means toss them. All right, whip out your pen, your pencil, your iPad, whatever you need to do to take notes, because here I come. The first one, artificial sweeteners. You've heard me talk about this before. Aspartame, sucralose, that's code for Splenda, and more are tricking your body into storing fat and raising your risk of diabetes. Who needs this? Now, I bet you didn't know that even something as simple as most of the artificial sweeteners, you find those little, you know, packets at coffee shops and the rest of it, what they actually do is they play around with your insulin sensitivity. When they do that, they actually play with the brain's reward center and are able to give you that sense of, oh, I need more sweetness, even more than refined sugar. Who knew? Most of this data came out about a couple years ago, so it's fairly recent. You know what you ought to do instead? Stevia. Stevia is a wonderful herbal that doesn't play with your insulin. And the other thing too, hey, get natural ways to sweeten. Raw honey filled with nutrients. Just use a small amount of it. How about grade B maple syrup? How about molasses? We can do this. So you have alternatives. Use them. Pitch the artificial sweeteners. Come on. The next thing is plastic food containers and bottles. Oh, come on, you've heard this already. That BPA and the BPS and the phthalates that are found throughout the plastics, we don't need this. Do you know that they affect things like reproduction? Ladies, listen up on Her Radio. They're also associated with hyperactivity, even carcinoma. We don't need this. What you can do is to avoid the plastic containers, replace them with glass bottles and containers instead. And we also have new containers out there that have absolutely no BPA in them. So be on BPA alert. Number three, nonstick cookware. Oh man, this stuff is just filled with a chemical called PFOA. That's perfluorooctanoic acid. You don't have to write that one down. Just know, ooh, we don't want nonstick cookware. Instead, put out the extra bucks. Bypass this by switching to ceramic or glass cookware that doesn't emit the toxic fluoride that you get from this stuff. Number four, air fresheners. Ew, who needs that? Come on, man, just cut some flowers and stick them around your house, like real flowers, for instance, because these are absolutely filled, these room deodorizers, with all kinds of chemicals in them that will cause issues, health problems. They play with your hormonal system. They're endocrine disrupting phthalates that are found in them. Ooh, oh, come on. Just open your windows and doors from time to time and get some fresh air in there and use real pure essential oils. If you really want to have some great smells around the house, cut some flowers too, and they better be your flowers. Number five, antibacterial soaps and detergent. We're not doing that. Don't keep routinely disinfecting your bodies and your surroundings, because if you do, it causes more harm than anything else. You don't want these antibacterial compounds. They're linked with all kinds of problems, from allergies to endocrine disruption to inflammatory responses. You know, all you really need is just some simple soap, for crying out loud. And if you really want to have a one all-purpose disinfectant that works great for kitchen counters, cutting boards, and bathrooms, it's just 3% hydrogen peroxide and vinegar. You know, we love that stuff. Keep it natural, and don't be putting yourself in harm's way by constantly disinfecting yourself like that with these products. We don't need them. Commercial cleaning products is number six. Instead of all these crazy hazardous chemicals that we're tossing around with all of this, and gosh, they smell like there's no tomorrow, you know, we've got a simple starter list of what you need to make your own natural cleaning products. How about baking soda, white vinegar, lemon juice, oh my gosh, we can do this. And in baking soda, hydrogen peroxide, liquid castile soap, organic essential oils, certain ones like lavender and tea tree oil have their own natural antibacterial qualities. So how about that? I love this, and it really is nice to keep it natural. Number 7, personal care products. You know what I'm talking about here. Oh my gosh. You know, we've got all kinds of problems with things like makeup. We've got the concealers, the foundations, the eyeshadows, the lipsticks, the lip glosses, and they've got all kinds of heavy metal contamination in them. Bet you didn't know. 96% have lead, 90% have beryllium, 61% have thallium, and 51% cadmium, 20% have arsenic. Oh my gosh, we don't need that. So instead, you've got to try to go with natural, natural, natural wherever you can. And there are so many great ideas out there to be able to really honestly, if you want to use natural mineral products, this is a much better way to do it. And if you're going to be using any other products, you know, look for those products that don't have any of this contamination. So important. And how about, here's an interesting one, stale spices. Herbs and cooking spices have all kinds of great antioxidants, minerals, and vitamins. And they really help maximize and optimize the nutrients that you find in your meals. So, now, there are certain ones that are very, very good at, for instance, quelling inflammation. Cloves, ginger, rosemary, thyme. But freshness matters. So you've got to go to your pantry, and you've got a million Old Spice bottles. I know I do. I honestly have to clean this stuff out. I'm going to do that right afterwards. And it's time to refresh your stock. Expired stale spices don't provide you with much flavor anyway, and you're going to be losing all the antioxidant qualities. So stay on top of expiration of your spices because you really need them, and they are wonderful. The next one is electronic devices. Oh my goodness. You know, we have all kinds of devices out there that have long-term harm if we keep them around forever, and if we have a million of these going on at exactly the same time. You've got to be able to stay on top of expiration, and this includes everything from all of our eye devices on. Ask a tech expert how long you should be keeping them around and what you do afterwards when you have to pitch them. So important because they're integral to our life. And the final one is, guess what? Number 10 is your chair. That's right, sitting disease. Look this up. Dr. James Levine at the Mayo Clinic has made this quite popular. Sitting disease is real. That means if you sit too long, and that's code for you've been sitting there for at least an hour without moving, for crying out loud, this glacierizes you. You can't metabolize your cholesterol, your blood sugar as well as you should, or your lipids. And it's really important for you to get up and move around. That's why we make headsets. If you're going to talk to someone, walk and talk. And make sure to keep going with your physical activity all day long. So there you have it. The 10 things you need to pitch for better health. Artificial sweeteners, all of those plastics, cookware, air fresheners, antibacterials, stale spices, your chair, and more. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and whatever you do, stay well.